Choose Love by Sheila Kopp. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, had lifted his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. Psalm 9:10. Offenses come, disagreements come. It seems it's always going to be a part of this fallen world. Jesus talked about the sadness of this. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Matthew 18:7. It would be nice if we would all just be understanding of each other's needs and desires, be mindful of each other's feelings and differences, and continue to love one another no matter what. It would be nice if we don't get offended because someone does not agree with us, because we are assured in our hearts that we are loved anyway. That we don't scorn one another, put down one another, and speak evil of each other, because the love of God is shed forth in our hearts. That we adjourn from our discussion with brotherly love and affections, and continue to eat and drink together, because we care and love each other and have burdens for one another. But it is not so for many of us. We would rather insist on being angry and being right. Since when does being right mean being happy? It's not always so. It is narrow-mindedness and selfishness that causes men and women to fly at one another and hate one another. Instead of seeing each other's need and forgiving each other's faults, we entertain the devil's desires against us, hate and division. We grudge one another as if this is going to make us happy. We scorn one another as if this is going to make us feel good and wonderful. So much so that those that are for peace withdraw themselves from our company for fear of offending. We end up losing the presence of those we need the most because we turn them away from us. We choose sensuality and every carnal motion of our desires instead of bringing them into subjection to the Holy Spirit and bringing ourselves to his correction and admonitions, bringing down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Where is the love of God then? How will the world be converted to Christ if in our midst we have division? The Lord is dealing with us to choose love, but instead we choose the way we desire and choose hate. Is it any wonder then our prayers are hindered? The sky is brass, and we look for light, but behold, darkness. Isaiah 59:9. God is away and has distanced himself from us. We wonder why we continue to be unhappy and miserable. We wonder why our hearts continue to break. If we would only humble ourselves and repent and believe him and trust him to work all things out for our good, to continue to love and not defend ourselves when we are accused of wrongdoing or attacked for something we didn't do, not taking it upon our hearts to teach a brother or a sister a lesson. Rather, we forgive and bring our every offense to him, our every hurt and every pain to his comfort and his presence, and assuredly find his healing touch and his favor, his blessings and forgiveness, his grace and his mercy. We will have all our prayers heard and all our desires granted to us and our every need met, because he is pleased, because we have instead delighted in him and have chosen the fear of the Lord and the love of God. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Colossians 3:13. Let them accuse and attack. If the Lord is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Find your strength and comfort in Christ. Go to him and talk to him about what is going on. Make him your friend. Talk to him about your hurt, and he will comfort you and give you strength to be like him. Don't revile back. Don't hate back. Choose love. Choose the way of Christ, and you will see, we will all see, the Lord will turn the hearts of those that speak evil of us and hate us, and they will be ashamed. It will not last long. Distance yourself by all means, but do not hold any grudge, because grudges is the way for the enemy to take hold of your heart and have a say in it. Christ will be pushed to the side, and the devil will have his way in you instead. Choosing love means choosing peace and joy for yourself. It means choosing Christ. For Christ is love. God is love. He wants us to choose love. And the peace of God shall keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. He will not leave us nor forsake us. Deuteronomy 31:8. He who endured the cross and the shame of being nailed when he did not do anything wrong will bless us, because he knows exactly what we're going through, and this is his way, love. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets before you. Matthew 5:3-12.